And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 10th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of Henry Watson Fowler, born in Tunbridge, England, 1858, best known to us as the author of A Dictionary of Modern English Usage, published in 1926. Generally referred to as Fowler's Modern English Usage, or even just Fowler's, it sold over 1 million copies. Harold Ross, the editor of The New Yorker, was a big fan of Fowler's, as was T.S. Eliot. H.W. Fowler taught at an Anglican boys' school for almost 20 years, until he was 41 and he had a religious crisis, decided that he was an agnostic and could not keep teaching there. So he moved to an island in the English Channel, where he lived alone in a one-room cottage next door to his brother, who was a tomato farmer. The two brothers did a translation of ancient Greek satirical writings, and then they collaborated on a book called The King's English, a composition manual, in which they advise writers to pass up the temptation for showiness and to be direct, simple, brief, vigorous, and lucid. In the chapter on vocabulary, they wrote, "Prefer the familiar word to the far-fetched. Prefer the concrete word to the abstract. Prefer the single word to the circumlocution. Prefer the short word to the long. Prefer the Saxon word to the romantic." In his 1926 guide, Henry Fowler wrote, "Display of superior knowledge is as great a vulgarity as display of superior wealth." It's a prescriptive book, 700 pages of instructions on what to do and what not to do. But Fowler is okay with prepositions coming at the ends of sentences or starting a sentence with "and." He's not a stickler about the position of adverbs in sentences, and he was amenable to the split infinitive. He said, "There are those who neither know nor care what a split infinitive is, those who do not know but care very much, those who know and condemn, those who know and approve, those who know and distinguish." He said that a split infinitive is not desirable in itself, but it is preferable to either ambiguity or to patent artificiality. Strunk and White's The Elements of Style and William Safire's columns on writing in the New York Times were very much in the Fowler tradition. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, "My Father Comes to the City." Tonight his airplane comes in from the west, and he rises from his seat, a suit coat slung over his arm. The flight attendant smiles and says, "Have a nice visit," and he nods as if he has done this all before, as if his entire life hasn't been 170 acres of corn and oats, as if a plow isn't dragging behind him through the sand and clay, as if his head isn't nestling in the warm flank of a Holstein cow. Only his hands tell the truth, fingers thick as ropes, nails flat and broken in the trough of endless chores. He steps into the city, warily, breathing metal and exhaust, bewildered by the stampede of humanity circling around him. I want to ask him something familiar, something about tractors and wagons, but he is taken by the neon night, crossing carefully against the light. A poem by Joyce Sutphen, "My Father Comes to the City," from Straight Out of View, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.